What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, obviously, Friday's game. It was the first preseason game for the Falcons. It came to a halt after Maurice Norris suffered an injury and was taken to Grady. Both teams agreed to wait out the clock. NFL did eventually call it. Before we get into the Falcons takeaways, and I do want to ask Mike and Bo about their breakout players of the game, I do want to talk about Maurice for a second because, Mike, I think you probably have pretty good insight on dealing with injuries. He's put out on social media that he's all good. I wouldn't think he's jumping back into practice today. But when he is clear to go, is there a level of anxiety to get back out there after injury, or how do you think his headspace is going to be?
This is one of those interesting ones where when DeMar Hamlin had an issue, it was like, you know, they need to double and triple check that his heart is okay and things like that. This was a traumatic head injury. Mm-hmm. And I think when you deal with that, I don't know how you go about the timeline of return. I mean, it was way more severe than a concussion. And obviously, you know, you stay overnight in the hospital, but then again, like, it's not one of those things where you're going to do a lot of testing, I don't think. So I don't honestly know, just from a medical standpoint, what exactly they're dealing with. I just know that if I'm him, I'm not in any hurry to climb back in a set of shoulder pads and a helmet. And they'll give him plenty of time. At least a week plus, to be able to make decisions like that. But just terrifying. And yeah, you have to wonder about where his mental headspace is. And, I am sure that they will have him visit with a number of people, not just medical professionals, but also, you know, people that can talk to him about the psychology of the issue and make sure that he's, you know, back to square with that. So I don't know. Like, you look at it and, you know, he's saying I'm all good. He's back at the facility yesterday and everything else. But, man, just no rush, dude. Like,
right.
Just take plenty of time. Take
right.
plenty of time. Not take enough time. Take plenty of time.
Yeah. Take plenty of time. Well, before all of that came to a halt, there was some football played. I did ask you guys a few minutes ago who your breakout players were. We've got a video up at 929 Morning Shift. Mike, you said Easton Stick.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he was – and really, this was a good weekend for quarterback depth around the NFL, was it not? I mean, I kind of came out of the weekend going, man, Jackson Dart played all right. Shedeur Sanders played really well. Tyler Shuck had his ups and downs, but okay. Yeah, like, there was just a number of pieces around the NFL as far as Stetson Bennett. Like, there's a number of people around the NFL that you're like, man, I don't know what that guy's future is, but for that one kind of weekend, they played really, really well. So Easton Stick definitely fit in that category. Good night. I thought that he made some throws on the run. He made some off-schedule throws, but even the ones that were on schedule, it seemed like he really linked up with Dylan Drummond and Chris Blair and was able to make some nice things happen in the passing game. So, and that was at a moment when the Falcons' run game was going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to be able to do that, I thought the pass protection was good. Thought most of the linemen did a really, really good job in pass pro, and Easton Stick was able to step up, get comfortable in the pocket, and deliver the ball down the field.
Bo, you mentioned Brandon Dorlus. What were your takeaways from him?
I just, well, he's a guy that the fans didn't see a lot from, and I don't think we saw a lot from him last preseason either, really, that showed a lot of hope. He looked fast. I mean, he looked like he was getting good penetration in the backfield. He looked very physical. It's just kind of like what you want. This is an attacking style of defense, and he was a guy that, you know, you kind of had high hopes for coming out of Oregon. And then last year seemed to be a red shirt, but he was in the backfield when he was on the field. I had his snap count pulled up earlier. I'm not sure just how much he got, but I want to say he probably played like 30% of the snaps, and they were really good reps. He played only 27%, but 13 snaps, and they were noticeable ones, which is good.
I agree. He really popped out film to me too. I haven't made my way all the way through the entire three quarters that they played, but Brandon Dorlis is definitely one of those guys that kind of popped off the screen. Him along with Kentavious Street up front, which, you know, I don't know what anybody expects out of Kentavious Street, but he needs to take a larger role this year, along with guys like TQ Graham, Lakayle London, because you are missing Grady Jarrett and obviously Eddie Goldman from last season. So I thought both those guys played pretty well up front.
And look, I know a lot of people want to hear about, you know, the rookies and Jalen Walker and James Pierce. I thought they both did very well. It seems like they got a lot of attention when they were on the field from the opposing team, which is right away kind of a good sign. If they're going to show them attention, I think it could open up other people.
Well, and it kind of goes to the point we're talking about pushing the middle of the pocket so that you can allow the edge rushers to go to work. That fumble, the forced fumble at the end of the first half, you know, the Falcons drive down with Easton Stick to score a touchdown. You come out with, I believe Hendon Hooker was at the quarterback spot, and you force a fumble that ends the first half. Brandon Dorlis poked the ball out, but you're talking about the edge rushers and everybody of the front four. It's a four-man rush, and they forced that fumble back in the pocket. So I thought a lot of good kind of came from that.
And they had one earlier in the game too. I think it was I don't know if it was Rook or AK one that might have forced it, but they had one earlier in the game too.
Yeah, they had a few different good plays like that.
Was there anything from Friday's game that you saw could maybe predict what we're going to be seeing at training camp today, and then with the dual practice with the Tennessee Titans when they come to town?
I don't know about predict. I mean, there's a number of different things that stuck out to me. First of all, we both kind of noticed, and Casey Washington played. He started, but there were no balls thrown his way from my understanding. And, you know, he was out relatively quickly. I think he only, would you say 12 snaps, something like that?
Yeah, 13.
So that was interesting to me, because to me, the fact that you're playing is interesting, because we've talked about him wide receiver four right now with Darnell Mooney out. But then it's like they take him out and they're like, hey, man, we're good. We know what you can do. Let's get some of the depth in there at wide receiver, which the depth did show out. Dylan Drummond had an incredible night. So I think that was one of my main takeaways. Obviously, the safety rotation. I thought that DeMarco Hellam's bringing physicality, just trying to just absolutely destroy people when he was making tackles. I don't know that coverage-wise that DeMarco Hellam's played extremely well, but I know that when he got there, he was ready to bring some bad news with him. So that was interesting to see as well. And if you want to talk about projection, I would predict that's probably going to be a fist fight from the safety position in the next couple of days, because he didn't look like a guy that wanted to be tested. So it's interesting nonetheless.
Well, there's definitely some work to be done in the run game for offensively. Yeah. I didn't think Jack Nelson played well early. Mike, I think you thought he might have settled in as the game went on. He did not play well very early, but it's also his first NFL game. You got to give him a little bit
you're spot on.
Of kind of leeway, right? I mean, he's got to show he can play, but you also have to allow him to adapt and grow. You can't – I don't believe personally, I think you're kind of – it's kind of foolish to say or even to do the fact of, like, cut a guy after one quarter, really, or two quarters of a preseason game. You got to let him grow into it, or say, well, he sucks, I'm done with that guy. I don't know what you saw from Jovan Gwynn. I know you got to see a little bit more and watch a little more of him, but that's a guy to me that's – has to show out in camp, or he might not be here when September comes.
And that's exactly, you saw the Falcons go and sign a center over the weekend. I thought Jovan Gwynn, I thought he was great in pass protection. I really, really did. I thought he was great in pass protection. I thought when it came to the run game, it was not good. I mean, I did not see him in the, you know, four wide zone snaps that I think I saw from him. I'm not sure I saw him climb to the second level once. And I thought Jack Nelson was a lot the same. I think one of the reasons I felt like Jack Nelson settled in is because they stopped trying to run the ball. You know, it was like, hey, man, he really settled in. Now that I think about it, I'm not sure they tried to run the ball in the second quarter. You know what I mean? And so they kind of went away from that. The first run play they run, he gets a holding call out on the perimeter. So I think they went away from that. He settled in pass pro. I think him and Brandon Parker both kind of settled in pass pro. And I don't know that any of the guys up front played earth-shatteringly good in the in the run game, but the protection for the most part did settle in. I think Easton Stick had the one sack very early, and after that, it seemed like he kind of take his time back in the pocket.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. I'll go to one of the things I saw from Dotson and Corbin and Nathan Carter. I thought they were really good in pass pro. Those were the backup. Those are the third string running backs. I thought Dotson was really good in pass pro, and so was Corbin. They both picked up some free runners in the middle and just ate. I mean, those are you know how those collisions are right there, especially when you've got guys that are what 5'10", 5'9", 5'11", taking on some 6'1", 6'3", linebackers. Right? I mean, that's a different type of collision. Also, you know, and I got asked on Twitter just now by our guy Randy Lewis, who listens all the time, did Braylon Trice play? I did not see him, and I'm looking through it right now for like a snap count.
Yeah, I didn't notice him either.
I don't ask me.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Look, and I was asked the same question over the weekend, man. What does it say that Younghoe Koo didn't play? And
well,
I don't know.
Like, I think they mean different things. I would tell you
it's weird. Youngway doesn't play, and then Creek goes out and nails a 57-yarder, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, but he also missed a 53-yarder.
I mean, yeah, he did definitely later in the game.
And I'm not trying to take away from that 57-yarder because that was a heck of a kick. I think Youngway not playing is more about his standing right now in that battle. I believe Braylon Trice not playing could have been circumstantial, where they wanted to get those young guys in a lot more reps, and they're going to work him in, and they're not ready to give up on him after an injury season, a missed season, basically, right?
Sure.
So I don't know if it's overly telling, but I'm not really sure, because maybe they weren't trying to rush him, and they're like, we don't necessarily need to see you go out there and play in the first preseason game, but I don't know. Because other guys played that I didn't think Arnold Ebiketie would play a lot.
I didn't think you'd see Morgan Fox late in the third quarter. I did not.
Yeah,
did not
and
see
you did.
That one coming.
And, you did.
Well, definitely a lot to take away from Friday's game. I do want to retract my statement earlier. It is definitely raining. I think my rain coach is very efficient, and I was not realizing.
You are realized. Just in a bad spot because you are getting just dripped on.
Okay,
right now.
So but I didn't realize that, and I went to take my raincoat off because it's a little bit warm. And then rain just immediately started hitting me. I'm like, oh, I'm protected.
I got to tell you, don't put your hood up because I'm pretty sure it's full of water.
Oh, God.
Don't put your hood up. Pretty sure it's like a puddle in there.
Okay, I'm going to have to flip it inside out. If you're coming out here today, make sure to bring the umbrella, the raincoat. Be prepared for happens today.
Unbelievable.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Shedeur Sanders, how he did in his first preseason game when we go in the huddle. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.